What is this? What are we dealing with nipples? Yeah. Now we spoke about the tzaka of the yosam and the almana. Why? Because built into the tefillah of the yosam and the almana is understanding there's no one else to call out to. There is no one else. We spoke yesterday about how important it is to recognize, first of all, the Torah, but second of all, to recognize that there's no one else can help you with this Torah other than Hashem. And then you fall before Hashem. That was the Yesod, I think, yeah? I'm not sure. I don't remember so well. Tell me.
Talked about looking back on our lives.
Oh, yeah. Right at the top of the page?
Yep.
No, that's fine. Just wanted to see what the subtle was there. Okay. Well, my niflo, we'll carry on. This is an akuda. We spoke yesterday about the difficulty of doing this. When you're making ishtadlis, it's very hard to separate between the understanding, shall call me Hashem, and it's only Hashem can help me, and that's in the tefillah. But in the shtadlis, I have to make shtadlis and not get confused. They're so important. Save me from my enemies, Hashem. Eilecha kasisi. What's kasisi? I've covered. Elecha kasisi, I've covered. What does it mean, I've covered? Rashi says, Tzuloisa, my complaints, my worries, I have covered over mikol Adam, lahagidom elecha. I have hidden my problems, whatever, from everyone else, in order to give them to you. It was exactly what we said yesterday. As Mom said in the pasuk here. And you shall look at derech misha ka'ev lo shepoine al kolecha dreecha. Somebody's in pain, he goes, he kvetches to this one, he talks to this one. Even somebody doesn't think can help him, or whatever, he'll tell him as well. Maybe he's also got a bit of an eitzah for him, or whatever. Because of all the problems he's got, hopefully someone will be able to save him. It's a sort of a to whom it may concern type of a tefillah, you know. You sort of, yeah, kvetch, you just throw it out. He hid away his complaints. He didn't speak to the bank manager, and he didn't go here, and he didn't go there, and he didn't speak to the gemach. He went straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nifla, 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 nifla. You see this in the Rashi. You see, Rashi understood this so well. It's unbelievable because you don't see it so clear in the words. I'm hiding it from everybody else in order to give it only to you, Hashem. There's nobody else. I'm not going knocking from door to door. Coming only to you. You have to make ishtadlis b'seder. It's another problem you have. V'hineh anu toim tois chamura b'mayim ha'mefusam tefillah oisei mechtzem. We make a big mistake. There's a well-known saying that davening halves the problem. Half the problem Hashem takes care of, and I take care of the other half problem. This is a horrible mistake. There's nothing you can do on your own. Somebody thinks that he has somewhere else where he can take the solution from. For him, the tefillah doesn't make half. All it gives him is a few little grains, one grain. So what is pshat in the loch of the tefillah is a mechtzo? The big day she tiskabut filoso itzaruchu gam lakaim achiyuv vahaknas she nishtadlis. Oh, this is exactly what we spoke about yesterday. This is where the tension is. In theory, it's not hard. In La Maisa, this is where the disconnect is. The Vechtechit is Kabul Tvila Soit Sarichu Gam Lakaim Achiva Krash Al Nishtadlis, Kamo Shebiya Mesidus Yesharim, the Perek Chafalev, being in Nishtadlis, Bepanosa, Vechein Hu Bekol Dover. You have to make the minimum Nishtadlis. If you have to make, it's a Knas, you have to pay your tax. But if you think that's doing anything, you're making a mistake. The Tvila is doing everything. It's only from Hashem. What's the ishtadlis? Okay, so you have a kasha. What's the ishtadlis? Why do I have to make ishtadlis if it doesn't do anything? Fine, okay. We'll deal with it. One second. This has to stick in your throat and hurt, really hurt, before you can even start talking about this, because this really, really is where we disconnect. The gamut. In theory, it's easy. But when it sticks in your throat and you realize there's no solution, then I have no way out of this. Because I'm not prepared to accept. Listen carefully. I'm not prepared to accept that my shtadlis does nothing. Nothing. Zilch, oh, nothing. I'm not prepared to accept that. You know why? Because I don't see it. I don't see it. I see my shtadlis yet doing something. And it's a big, big mistake we make. We think our shtadlis does something. It does nothing. Nothing in terms of getting what we want. I'll explain to you what shtadlis does if you're interested.
Yeah.
But it's really hard for us to live with betochen and shtadlis, like the Mesilut Sharim says. You're paying a knas. How much is the knas? He says the minimum. Nobody pays more tax than they have to. Anybody here volunteers to pay more tax? Most people try to pay less. But lawyers that make a living out of you paying less tax. I don't know anybody that makes a living out of paying more tax. Okay. She will speak about that slowly, slowly. These are lifelong, year long sugyas. Slowly, slowly. Savlanut. Okay, what do you want to think?
Situation, nobody can help.
Who's you?
A person.
I don't know about a person. This is a very personal, practical, private share. If this is a problem you have, I'm happy to deal with it. If this is a theoretical question, I can't deal with it.
Situation.
Oh, much better.
Nobody can help me. Nobody. Only Hashem. Isn't the davening and the relying on Hashem and maybe even the waiting ishtadlut?
We said yesterday that davening is practically ishtadlus, yes. Nachon, avadon. Of course, we said that yesterday. A few times we've said that. Davening is ishtadlus. Nachon. 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 Yeah, but we're in a sugya. Yeah, but we're not in that sugya. We're in a sugya where tfila eisa mechza. What does that mean? In your situation, Tila's doing everything because there's nothing else. You've realized nothing else to do. Fine, but we talk about Tila Isamechza, where you think you're doing half and Hashem's doing half. No, that's not Pshat. Pshat is Hashem's doing everything, but you still have to make Ishtadlis. You've done the Tila, you've done everything else, but there's still a Chiyuv. This only applies by Parnosa, by the way, by Ikaron. In other areas of Ishtadlis, Mr. Bach, I don't want to go into that too much. And as soon as you're showing him there, he's talking about Ishtadlis Bapanosa. But that's a peck of Toich Alechem doesn't apply to other areas, does it?
No.
Well, it's in the Rishonim. The Chavis Lavav seems to say it applies to Rafu as well. Okay, I'm not learning those Rishonim now. Mr. Bach, we have to learn the Sugya properly.
The bike will be repaired. It's the shop.
And it's the shop that repairs the bike, or it's the Tfila? What repaired the bike? Oh, that's the problem. You go to work, you get a job, you apply for a job, you apply for a job, you get a job, they tell you they're going to pay you kach for kach every month. You go to work, and then the check comes at the end of the month, they give you a check. Now, what gave you the check? The work or Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah gave you the check. Yeah? And the month you didn't go to work, you didn't get a check. Or Rosh Hashanah didn't give you the check. But you really see that in your own personal life to the point where you don't know why you make these studies because you don't see these studies has anything to do with the results? I'll go down with it if you're holding that you don't have this problem. So do something proper with your life instead of sitting here trying to work out how to do this. Nobody here sees that. Clearly, crystal. We have moments where you see these studies doesn't do anything. We have flashes of lightning in our lives. But this is where the mistake is.
At the beginning, he turned around and said, this fellow does half. You might have thought, so that means that you do half and Hashem does half. Then it says, no, it actually means you do Ishtadlis. So the fact that it's using this, it's separating the thing Ishtadlis and you doing two different things. Is that right?
No.
Ishtadlis is something that has.
No, everything comes from Hashem, yeah. But you still have to make Ishtadlis. Even the old Ishtadlis doesn't do anything.
When the what was the first one then? What was the thing that you
you doing 50% of the job? And I said, 50, that's called shtutfus.
How is that not hishtadlus? That
hishtadlus doesn't do anything.
So it's suggesting that you might have thought that you do half and Hashem does half, when really it's Hashem does everything.
What he said. Why, instead of trying to make up what we think he said, let's just see what he said. In Anu Taim Tois Chamur, I'm reading from the second paragraph. This always happens. Hey, Baruch, how long? How many times has it happened before? You mentioned that word Ishtalis, and you know that you're going to, like, it's the everybody latches onto that word Ishtalis because nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what it is. You have to learn the Sugya properly. So whenever it crops up, we try and learn the Sugya properly. And it's time, toys, chamura. But my mama fools some tvila isamechza. You got a problem? Davni takes care of half the problem. We think, what is the intention of that statement? $50 comes from Hashem. I need $100,000. $50 comes from Hashem. $50 I need to take care of. Well, that's a mistake. It's otus maguna. It's a despicable mistake. On your own, you can't do anything. If someone thinks he has got somewhere where he can get this from outside of Hashem, his tefillah is not even doing half. His tefillah is doing nothing. Because when you think you can get it without Hashem, Hashem says, go, get it without me. We saw that right at the beginning of Shara B'tochen, the most fundamental yisod, besides the curse that a person who trusts other people is cursed, but the yisod of B'tochen is what you put your trust in, that's what Hashem leaves you with. You put trust in the bank manager, says, I got a bank man, you don't need me. Hashem steps back. He's Macy Hashkarosam Amen. He removes his Hashgacha from him. It's the most terrifying line I've ever seen anywhere in the Torah. Hashem removes his Hashgacha from you, Lagamra, and he leaves you with the thing you trust. That's right at the beginning of Chavis Lavavis. He warns you right at the beginning of Shara B'tochen. You get stuck with who you trust in. Baruch Hageva Hashem Yiftoch Hashem. Boy Hashem Yiftochu. You trust Hashem, Hashem says, fine, I'm with you. You trust somebody else, Hashem says, go with them. Let's go, Tom. Leave me out of it. Not even a grain. So what is the pshat in Tfiloi Samechza? It's a halacha. The Mikdashet is Kabbal Tfiloso. Tzarechu Gam Lekayim. It's a tnai. If we're going to learn Ishtadus, it's a tnai. It's a tnai that you have to do what you have to do before Hashem will give you what he wants to give you. For example, the one marshal, again, these are not the whole story. Don't get stuck here. It's just one small little pinprick into the sugya. You have a big barrel of water and Hashem fills up the barrel every year. Right? But if you don't turn a tap there, you'll have to get the water out. How much water is in the barrel you're not going to be able to change? You can put 10 taps on, faucets on the thing. You can put one, it doesn't matter. How much water you can put in the barrel, that's how much water you're going to get. It's tonight, you have to open the tap. You don't open the tap, nothing's going to come out. What's wrong with that?
That was one opinion by the
Beis Levi, or so. Oh, but Chaim says that's a marshal. It's a marshal. It's a way to try and understand.
Never use that as the main.
We never use any of these as the main. Because when you're dealing with B'tochen and Ishtalis, as we'll see now, it's very, very personal.
It's not a minor opinion.
It's a way of starting to begin to get a sense of how Ishtadlis may be a t'nai, because that's what he's saying here. In order to get it, you have to make Ishtadlis. If you don't make Ishtadlis, will you get it or not? The water's sitting in the barrel. Not going to affect the water. It's just if you don't open the tap, the water can't come out. I'm giving you another 50 ways of saying it. I'm just using this one just to open up the subject a little bit. That's all. So because that's what he's saying. He seems to be focusing on that. It's a t'nai. It's a condition. So let's just stop learning about tefillah. And now that this nasty word Ishtadlus is coming to the table, let me explain to you what I got from Rav Dessler through Rav Moshe Miller, which for me was the most practical, most difficult, but the most practical understanding of Ishtadlus. And again, like you said, this is not the only shot, but they're more practical, but they're more kashe. Because you have to do the work yourself. There's no one can help you with this. It's based on the Masilas Yisharim. The purpose of Lubavitch is slightly different. Well, Tovus Alavava says Ishtadlis doesn't do anything. Avalamukhrak, you have to do it. The obvious question is, if you don't do anything, I'd have to do it. The Torah has to make sense, right? I'm sitting on a bus. I'm the driver, and I've got a little three-year-old kid. So I take him with, I give him one of these little Fisher-Price steering wheels, and I put him next to him, and he's going like this, and like this, and like this. And he said, no, you have to do that. Why? I'm driving the bus. Why does he have to play with little Fisher-Price? No, you have to do that. Why? I don't know. It doesn't do anything, but you have to do it. So he's a three-year-old playing with little Fisher. So that's what I'm doing. I got to work, and I this, and I this. I got the doctors, and I'm just this little kid playing on a Fisher-Price. That's what it sounds like. The Ishtadlus is mukhrach. If I have to do it, there has to be a reason. Maseiros Yesharim says you have to make the minimum Ishtadlus, but he doesn't tell us what that minimum is. So how do you know what the minimum Ishtadlus is? How do you know what minimum Ishtadlus is? The minimum. What's the minimum? Nobody knows what you're talking about, Boros. You can't give the last line of a two-hour share. Let's build the sugya from the bottom. Okay? That's what you forgot to do. Come back to my Gemara, she will teach you how to build the sugya from the bottom. Okay? Beseda. No, we're waiting for you. Summer's month. Azoi. Look, I'm going to go off the subject of Ishtadlus just for a few minutes and I'll plug it back. You'll see where it goes. We all know that tshuva wipes out the aveira, yeah? The ikka part of tshuva that wipes out the aveira is the charata, the regret. When a person seriously is pained and feels regret, whatever regret is, for the aveira he did, he's not going to go back to that aveira, yeah? So the way Tesla puts it, when a person does an aveira and he does tshuva, after he did the Aveira, when is he in a stronger position? Before he did the Aveira or after he did the Aveira and the Tshuva? Why? Yeah, and so what?
So now he's got double.
So he's got Shriot. I'm not asking about that. I'm asking when's he in a better position? Let me ask the question this way. When is he more likely to do the Aveira? Before he did the Aveira or after he did the Aveira and the Tshuva?
Oh.
Before. Why? So who says maybe he won't do it? Once again, guys, slowly, so you have to think properly. Before he did the Aveira, could he do the Aveira? Horaya, he did the Aveira. After he does the Aveira and he does Tshuva, Hashem testified he won't do the Aveira again. That doesn't mean he won't do it again. We'll see what that means. Your day Talumois testifies that right now, when he does Truva, he won't do the Aveira again, and that Aveira he'll never do again. If he doesn't does what looks to be the exact same Aveira again, it's not the same Aveira. It's a new Aveira, and he has to do Truva again. This Aveira he will never do again. So, okay, without going into that, what do we see from this? That the Charata wipes out the Aveira and gives you Shriot, whatever, yeah? But more importantly is, you're unlikely to go back and do the Aveira again, so you're in a stronger position now that you did it. You shouldn't do it in order to get there. Let's look at the flip side. You did a mitzvah, and you had Charata. You did a mitzvah. A guy came and knocked on your door. You felt very bad for him. He gave him $12,000. Afterwards, your wife came and asked you where her money is for her trip to the Bahamas, and told her you gave it to the guy that knocked on the door, and you feel like such an idiot. The next guy that knocks on your door, how much is he going to get? He'll be lucky to get 10 agurot, yeah? Why? I had a certain level of tzidkus, of chesed, and I did. I acted out on that level of chesed, and I have charata. It means I've damaged my level of chesed. The same way as when I did the aveira, and I did tshuva, I've damaged my ability to do the aveira. I have less chance now of doing that aveira again. Correct? I'm in a stronger position. Same the opposite. When you do a mitzvah and you have charata, it's going to be much harder to do that mitzvah again because then you have regret. Okay? Now, what happens if you decided to do a certain amount of ishtadlus and at the end of the year, you're in serious trouble? It didn't work. You didn't get panasa. Are you going to regret the ishtadlus you did or not? For example, just give a simple example. You decided, that's it. For a year, I'm not going to work. I'm going to go to Kailo. I'm coming to Rav Ram from 9 in the morning till 7 in the evening. I'm sitting and learning. I'm not doing any ishtadlus. Yeah? And at the end of the year, it's not looking so good. You're now asking everybody where the gemachim are because you had a rough year. Now, if you'll turn around and say, listen, there was a great year, but I see now that I need to go work, that's fine, beseder. But if you have charot and you regret that you did what you did, Where's your betochen now? Your betochen's in a better place or a worse place? Much worse place. Because before you did this, you could do it. All right, you spent your learning. Now, next year, you'll never do it again because you had charota. So the level of betochen you had, you've damaged by not making the correct ishtadlis. And therefore, a person has to make a cheshbon. What's the minimum ishtadlis I can make in such a way that if it doesn't work out, I won't have charota. I won't be tall rishonos. That's the cheshbon of ishtadlis. How much ishtadlis do I need to make? That if at the end of the month I don't get what I wanted, I won't have charota. Told you, it's very personal and it's not positive. A lot of trial and error involved, and you've got experience from your life before. You have to ask shalas, you have to speak to Ben Yisrael. It's a lot pashut. You have to be objective. We're not objective. You have to find someone who's objective to help you with this a little bit. It doesn't have to be the biggest godly in the world, but at least somebody who's objective. That for him it's a technical problem, even though for you it's a life problem. That's the nekudiyah. How much ishtadlis do I have to make? And if I make less, am I going to have charota or not? And that's what the Chovas and Levavos may mean with my own tongue. Is ishtadlis doesn't do anything in getting the money you want. But it's mochrach because if you don't do it, there's nothing to protect your betochen. The ishtadlis, as Baruch so correctly put it, is protecting your betochen. The correct, it's not that's all it's doing. That's one of the things it's doing, is that ishtadlis you're making is protecting your betochen. Because I have a certain level of betochen, and that level of betochen enables me to trust Hashem in a certain degree. But if I trust in him more than I'm holding, means I make less ishtadlis than I should be making, I'm going to come to mecharetet, and then my betochen is going to get damaged. Vaze lo pashut at all. Lo pashut. Lo pashut bichlal. How do you... The things you can do in order to minimize your expenditures and make your life more simple, that whatever, there's a whole lot to talk about here. Although that's the nekuda, so that's what comes out. That comes out from this. And now, how this applies in other areas, I don't know, because different areas have different criteria. Shiduchim is not b'zayis apecha toifalefen. Refuah lichayre is not b'zayis apecha toifalefen. It's not the kanas. Therefore, you have to do the minimum. It seems from refuah that you have to do the maximum. It's not poshut. I don't know. That's not our subject now. According to the Ramban, we'll see. Okay, we have to learn the sugi and refuah properly and see. The Chovei Salavavs, by the way, lumps them two together. He lumps refuah and panosa together. So it's ma'od. The Chovei Salavavs never ever mentioned zayis apecha toifalefen. Not sure exactly what he's siba. He brings other reasons why you have to make ishtadlis. But according to the Mesidus Yesharim, it seems to be, one argues that there's a thing called zayis apecha. That's why you have to make ishtadlis. Is you have to find the right minimum, just enough that you're not doing too much. If you're doing too much, it's also not good. If you're doing too little, you're gonna come to damage whatever level of a token you've achieved. There's nothing really to do with our sugya, but once it comes up, you have to decide the token part to be able to deal with ishtadlis. But the ishtadlis at the end of the day, you have to tease these two things apart, and it's very difficult. In theory, it's easy. I can sit here and say, yeah, the ishtadlis does nothing, and the betochen, it's all from Hashem. But yeah, it's very easy to say. But to live like that is not so poshut. Very, very hard to ignore the ishtadlis and see the ishtadlis not doing anything. Because most of the time, you see the ishtadlis doing things. Hashem doesn't want us to see miracles. Hashem tries to hide the miracles through the ishtadlis. So you have to sort of like peel away the ishtadlis to see the miracles. Every now and again, like I said earlier, you get little flashes of lightning where you see the ishtadlis didn't do anything. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a stone. You get little, but most of the time, Hashem's hiding the miracle via the ishtadlis. If every month you didn't go to work and the check kept coming in, you know, you work for Google and every month they send you a check because they're really nice people, you know, you don't go to work and they just keep sending you a check or whatever. You'd lose your bechira somewhere along the way. Why would Google send you a check every month? Because you worked there for 1 month and now you don't go back to work ever and they keep paying you? Anybody ever worked on a job like that? Yeah, so lots of portion. But the Maisa, theoretically, in the world of a token, it should be like that. If you get to a certain level of a token, it will be like that. Many cases we see in the Gemara and whatever, and these people that they had whatever they needed because even not that far back, but Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, the stories that he survived and they were. He's digging around in the dust in order to find gold coins. In the middle of Yerushalayim, the old city. Because he felt he had to make some ishtanis, not for himself, because his wife wasn't holding. So he felt he had to make a bit of ishtanis. So he went outside a few meters from his house, dashed in the sun, picked up a few gold coins and went back inside. That's called ishtanis. You know, why did he have to even do that? Because his wife's not holding. Again, that's also part of the cheshbon. You might be holding, but the family members may not. So again, yeah. Plenty of cases like that in Israel. No, but I'm talking about son of felt his grandson taught him this in Shiva. I mean, we're talking about people from 1,000 years ago. The people that we knew had that had lived on those levels. Today we're not there. We have to make ishtadlis. We have to make ishtadlis. No one today is not making ishtadlis. They say the last two people that lived like that was the Chazanish and the Leshem, Rabbi Lashon's grandfather. They lived kulu what's called begeda levi. Since then, it's all Yisrochos bullet. There's no one living today without ishtadlis. No one. What system?
But ultimately, this is how it actually does work.
That's why we spend every day learning about Pitochim. The reality is that it all comes from Hashem. And there's another reality disconnected totally from the fact that it all comes from Hashem. You have a chiv to do ishtadlis, the same as you have a chiv to put on tefillin. Nobody thinks that putting on tefillin is what's getting him the money at the end of the month. You have to learn through the Chavis and Lubavitch Shara B'tochen. I'm answering your question. You have to learn through the Shara B'tochen, Chavis and Lubavitch, and see whether you're a Baal B'tochen and you satisfy all the requirements of a Baal B'tochen. Yes, then you can live like that. There's no one alive today that can live like that. We don't paskin like the Chavis and Lubavitch today because we're not holding there. No one. There may be one or two hidden tzaddikim that live like that. But we're not holding there. Today we work in a our level of betochen is the Rashi, Tomin Tiyum Hashem Elokecho. We accept whatever happens. Not that we get whatever we want. And I'll tell you why. Because are you prepared to take responsibility that you know what's good for you? And therefore you'll ask whatever you want and Hashem will give it to you and you lose your cheluk in Olam Haba, God forbid. No, that's why we're not prepared. We don't want that level of betochen. Because that level of betochen comes with you taking a chrais for your Olam Haba. This level of betochen is, Hashem, you take care of my Olam Haba. Because you know what's good for me. Therefore, whatever happens, I'm a kabbal b'simcha b'ava. That's also not a low level, by the way. That level of betochen is also not simple. When you've mastered that level, we can talk about the chovis and avovis level. There are also shittas that hold that. The lower level, what we talk about is a higher level. Being a bar betochen, getting whatever you want is a lower level. That's tzadik v'toiv lo. The higher level is tzadik v'la'al lo, where you don't get whatever you want, but you makabal whatever you want. That's a higher level. Okay, so... All right, whatever. We said a lot here. I don't know how much even it makes any sense.